Hey, good afternoon, guys. This is Charlie Pankey of CRIC Magazine again. Today, we thank you so much for joining us, and we hope the Sierra is within your sights today. We have cold weather back in the mountains, and winter refuses to release itself here, which we know all your skiers are excited about. But as we round into spring, we know it's fishing season's coming up in the Sierra, but it also means festival season is about ready to kick off in the Sierra, and there's a lot of travel and destinations that people love to go to throughout the year and find their favorite events. And we're excited today because we're going to bring a little hometown flavor to you, a festival and event that is in its second year, I do believe, here in the Carson Valley, and it's called Hot Air for Hope. And my guest today, Greg Nelson, who is, I believe, the president of the organization, and Amanda Johnson, who's the vice president. Did I get those roles right?
Yeah.
You did.
And Amanda also is working with the organization that's a cause for this thing. So thank you very much for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us, Charlie.
Absolutely. So last year, I have to admit, I heard about this event I had already had a full schedule. And I was like, okay, we do really good with air events here in the Carson Valley, because, you know, we'll talk a little about Carson Valley Air today. And I go, that should be kind of fun. So I'm driving out of town, heading out on my next adventure, the plan I had for the weekend. And I stopped my car right there along Airport Road and just took a dozen pictures real quick, because it was so beautiful to see balloons in our valley, which I've seen before, but never that many. It was such an awesome sight to see. And it actually made me a little sad that I wasn't going to that event for the day as I was traveling through town heading up 88. So maybe, guys, just to get started here, introduce yourselves, how you're involved in the organization, and maybe kind of introduce to our readers where this came from.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You want to start with who you are?
Oh, sure. I'm Amanda Johnson, and we got involved with hot air ballooning. My family got involved with hot air ballooning through a family friend, and they started taking us to some events like the Lovers Aloft event in Lovelock, Nevada, and the Great Reno Balloon Races, and we just fell in love with it. And I'm also the executive director of the Center for Hope and Healing, which is a grief resource center here in Douglas County, and kind of put the two together and reached out to the friends that we had made in the ballooning community and said, hey, let's bring a hot air balloon event to the valley. And one of our balloon pilots, Alan Anderson, he's our competition director, said, absolutely no, don't, we're not doing this. It's a lot of work. And I kind of explained to him where I was coming from and my experience in putting on some events, nothing as big as this, but I had put on some other events in the community. And he said, oh, all right, then let's do it. Let's get this done. And so he recruited some of the other pilots like Greg and a few other pilots in the community. And we kind of just started from the ground up and building this event.
Yeah.
It took about a year in the planning, a little over a year, I think, since we decided to do it, to come to fruition last year.
Yep.
That's fantastic. So go ahead.
Yeah. And I wanted to add, you know, as Amanda mentioned, I'm a balloon pilot. I moved here several years ago to the Valley for hot air ballooning. I learned to fly balloons here. And loved it so much, I ended up moving here. And one of the things people don't know is that there's a long history of hot air ballooning in the Carson Valley. Over 40 years, 50 years, people have been flying hot air balloons here because our weather is really conducive to it, right? We often have an inversion layer, makes our mornings really nice for flying balloons. And then when the thermals start later in the day, it's great for glider pilots, and the balloons are landed by then. So there's a long history of ballooning here, and the public really appreciates the balloons. We bring a lot of joy to the community. And as Amanda mentioned, Alan is a local balloon pilot who's been flying here for 40 years, and he is ended up teaching a lot of us how to fly balloons. And what has happened is it's really built this great community from Reno down here to the Valley. You know, we have 30 to 40 balloon pilots now in the area. And so, you know, people were starting to see a group of 10 of us getting together on a Saturday or a Sunday morning, and people thought it was a balloon festival. So we started seeing a lot of comments on Facebook saying, oh my gosh, I wish we knew there was a balloon festival this morning. Well, there wasn't a festival. It just happened that a group of friends and pilots got together and we flew balloons that morning. And so it really started this idea that, wow, maybe we should let the community in on this. So we kind of had a day where we all flew and let people know on Facebook, and 18 balloons got together, and the public kind of came out to watch us. Well, thousands of people came out to watch us. Mm-hmm. So we knew there was an appetite for this festival, and which was when Amanda kind of also right at the same time, hey guys, I run this Center for Hope and Healing. Maybe these two things could work together. If we put together the event, you guys get the balloons. And it really kind of became a perfect kind of relationship is how it all started last year.
That's a great marriage. A great story. I live on the north side of the valley, and the balloons have landed literally right in front of my house at times before. So it's fun to watch them kind of float out this way. And obviously I've stopped my car and take plenty of pictures. When we talk about the Carson Valley, if you guys, just a little more about the event here real quick. If you're listening, May 17th and 18th in the Carson Valley is the days for the event this year.
17th and 19th will be 3 days.
Oh, be the 19th as well. Okay, I missed that. There's a whole festival with craft, booths and stuff at the Lampy Park. We'll have live music, it looks like, on the website and everything. How's it going with planning and all that? You still need booth sponsors and event people, or is that all done and we're wrapping up details now?
Absolutely. We will always welcome sponsors. We will still take craft vendors, food truck vendors. We don't like to turn anybody away. So we would love to have some more people join us. Just to kind of go through the schedule with you guys. Friday is the kickoff to the event, and we start Friday morning with media day. So we fly, our pilots fly media and first responders and veterans as a kind of a thank you for all the work that they do and the support that they give our community. And we just want, it's our little thank you to the community. Friday evening, we do a event called Fire It Up Carson Valley, and we will be doing a candlestick event. You want to explain what a candlestick is?
Yeah, it's where all the balloon pilots will pull out our baskets, set up things up, fire the burners. We have trading cards, like baseball cards, that we give out. So you can meet all the pilots. There's food, there's music. But it's just, and if the weather holds up, we'll stand up a few balloons. But usually in the evenings here, it gets a little breezy. So this way, though, kids can jump in the baskets at least, fire the burner, meet pilots, learn more about ballooning. So that's what we hope to get out of that evening.
That's great.
Yeah. So then Saturday is our first day of competition. So the pilots will be competing. You want to explain a little bit about competition?
Yeah. So our flight in the morning, we'll have a competition element to it. So we'll have baggies. The balloon pilots, we get little baggies that we'll drop on a big X that we try to fly to. And then we also use an app, and we drop virtual targets from our phones at certain drops that we're supposed to do around the area as well. Okay. So one of the things about ballooning, people think we just fly, go where the wind takes us. That's partly true, but we're navigating the winds. We're paying attention to them, and we're using them as our steering, and we're going at different heights and finding those currents. And so if we miss a target, we can likely go up and find an upper wind and bring us back, and we can take another shot at the targets. So that's really what the event is for, is to really, it's about pilot skill, and it's a friendly competition with each other with some kind of fun prizes, a little bit of money prizes and things like that.
That's awesome. I got a couple of years back, got to go up to Reno and for media and go up in a balloon, a media day, which is a fantastic thing. And as the pilot from Utah that I was with had won that Reno event before, and he was explaining how the wind patterns in Reno's in certain days and how to, go to certain altitudes, and he could hit a spot and sometimes he'll swoop down. It was kind of fascinating. And the whole team to land and have a team pick you up and bring you back. Yeah. It was really quite experience. So
absolutely. Yeah. And Saturday of our event, I mean, is really the biggest day. That's where we have all the vendors are there, food, drink,
live performances. Yep. We'll have a mixture of bands and local performances from local kids groups, musicians, dance groups, jujitsu. I think we have some gymnastics, some demonstrations of mm-hmm. our local youth.
Fun. Yeah. And spring around the Carson Valley, if our listeners aren't familiar, it's beautiful around here. The trees have just bloomed. There's usually snow still on Jodes Peak and Heavenly Mountain up above. We usually have bluebird skies most days in the spring, which is really nice. We do get some evening winds. But it's a great time to visit the valley, and this is going to be a fun event for certain. So how many balloon pilots do we have this year that we know they're coming in?
We have 30 balloons coming this year. We have a couple surprises for everybody this year that we're not ready to announce quite yet, but we have a couple of special shape balloons coming this year, which is new, new element as well. So we've added a few balloons. We've added a special shape. So really exciting. As with all things balloon, you mentioned, Charlie, the weather. All ballooning is always weather dependent. So we always hope for perfect weather. Don't always get it. But so we always encourage people just to watch our Facebook page, and we will always announce up to the minute kind of things. If something shifts or if we're on a little bit of a weather hold, we'll communicate all that there. But I did want to also mention, if it's okay, you know, we have a lot of community partners here, and I hope that's kind of been evident as we're talking here. Mm-hmm. You know, this is an event that was born and bred, raised here in the Carson Valley, and it's really about the valley and benefiting the valley. And Carson Tahoe Health really came through in second year as our title sponsor. They're really mm-hmm. making this happen, and we have a significant amount of other community sponsors and things that are on our website if you'd like to see, who are really helping us out. So we want to thank everybody. Who are really, you know, everything goes to proceeds, you know, the Center mm-hmm. for Hope and Healing. So it's a fantastic cause.
Yeah. One thing people that might not know about ballooning, and you'll be able to touch on this, Greg, is that the fuel you use is extremely expensive. These pilots have to use a ton of fuel to get that balloon in the air. And I think you guys said, look at the website, the cap here is like 12,000 feet they could go, but most of the time they stay within a couple thousand feet. But
yes,
we do. They're burning through gas, and that's pretty expensive outing to come just to entertain some fans for the week.
Yeah, it's not a cheap option. One that you know, all balloonists, we really enjoy it and love sharing it with other people. So,
yeah, absolutely. So, Greg, your balloon, which balloon is you? People are going to be seeing you in the air. Is there
balloons are one of those, it's like a lot of hobbies. You start acquiring things. I have two balloons right now. One is a vintage balloon from the 80s that was my favorite balloon when I was a kid, and I was able to actually purchase it recently. It still exists and still flies, called the Gumball Machine. It's a gigantic round balloon that filled with 200 gumballs. But my main balloon that I fly is called Pixel Perfect, and it's really a colorful balloon, beautiful kind of stair step design. And that's what I'll be flying for the weekend at Hot Air for Hope. And that's what you probably see me fly over your house a lot into, because I live on the north side of the valley.
So. Oh, very good. Okay. So you're landing over there on Saratoga Springs. That's me.
Yeah, I've been there before.
we do love it. I have some great pictures right outside of my house here. So, man, I don't want to go without the program. And I know I'm an outdoor show, and we're talking about adventure travel and this festival. But, you know, the Center for Hope here in the Carson Valley does such a great thing. I want to give you an opportunity to talk about your guys' mission in the valley, who you're reaching out for, and kind of the importance that even in what we consider a small community, we're a larger county, but you know, why that is so important and how this event will help you guys.
Absolutely. So the Center for Hope and Healing is a grief resource center, and we support families who have lost loved ones. And we do that through grief support groups in our facility in Gardnerville, and we just expanded to Carson City. And we provide in-school support groups to our local schools in Gardnerville and in Carson City. We also do a grief camp every summer for kids age 7 to 17 in Lake Tahoe. We really promote healthy coping skills for our youth. And one of those ways is taking them to camp and bringing them actually into the outdoors. It's very healing. We take them swimming and kayaking and paddle boarding. We do outdoor activities. Great. And we want to show our kids that there's things that they can do out and about in nature and in our valley and in our community to heal and bring joy to their life when they're in really stressful situations. So the outdoors is really, you know, is something that we love to introduce to our kids in the summer. it's something that we want to expand upon as well and get kids more out and about in nature. Mm-hmm. Maybe add some hiking. That would be really fun.
I want to talk to you about that. Sierra Rec Magazine started for various different reasons for people to hope, but part of it was, you know, my midlife crisis, if you will. And I had grown up in the mountains, and my wife finally looked at me and says, "You need to go. Stop waiting for your family. Go out." And so I started hiking, and it changed my life, started Sierra Rec Magazine, the whole thing. But I talk often to fifth and sixth grade kids at our church where I go at Life Point, and I'm talking about how I just like going to the mountain and sitting on a rock sometimes. And sometimes I just need to clear my head on a Friday afternoon and climb up on the Sierra here and just sit on a rock next to a stream. And it's amazing how much it'll do for my health. So I can imagine that's a big part of what is helping these kids and people in the community. So.
Absolutely. We're very thankful to have been, a part from the beginning last year, with Hot Air for Hope. And the funding from Hot Air for Hope goes to the Center for Hope and Healing to help support all these programs so we can keep all of our programs free for the community. And again, we never say no to anybody. If they're willing to drive to us, we are there for services. We just had a family from out of town this last week who came and took advantage of our services while they were in town for a funeral service. So it didn't matter that they weren't from our community. We welcome them. If it's just even one day that they come and see us and get services, we're happy to help anybody who is in our community and needs a little support.
That's fantastic. Fantastic cause. Really, my wife has been through a lot of grief counseling. She does a lot of grief work. And I know how important that is, especially for I can't imagine being a kid losing a parent, so that's got to be amazing on that. So as we turn to the Carson Valley, how long have you both been lived in the Carson Valley?
I was born and raised in the Carson Valley, and I am now raising my kids in the Carson Valley. So we love it.
Yeah, and I've been here for 2 years. I'm one of those outsiders who came from another place.
I think you've been here longer than 2 years.
It seems like a lot longer. You're recovering from someplace here in the Carson Valley, right? But,
I didn't come here because I didn't like my other place by any means. I came here because of ballooning. It was really interesting and found this great group of friends within ballooning. And it just upended our life and moved here. So wonderful place to be. And I think there's also a lot of opportunity for growth here and contributing to this community. And I'm excited to do that through this Balloon Festival.
So one of the things that caught my attention when I'm looking at this and doing a little bit of research about you guys, I remember from the Reno Balloon Festival, the guys talking about the community of ballooners, right? And they kind of travel throughout the West or, you know, around the world, wherever they do. As you guys are growing your event, or is it words getting out, are you finding ballooners from different states that are hearing about a new festival, new weekend, go, "Hey, we want to come up to the Carson Valley. That'd be a great time." Or maybe they've been to Reno.
Absolutely. So we're actually this year had to turn some people away. We didn't have room for all the balloons. We're at Lampy Park, by the way, in Gardnerville. Yeah. We hadn't mentioned that, but there's only so much space there right now. We also don't want to have our, you know, we're not trying to be a great Reno balloon race. We're trying to be a small, you know, kind of small town balloon festival that, you know, you can get up close with the balloons. You can talk to all of us. So we kind of also want to keep it a certain size, but the word has definitely spread. People really want to come fly here because obviously it's a beautiful area to fly. Mm-hmm. And we put on a nice little event. We welcome our pilots and crew. We treat them really well with good food and take care of them while they're here. So it is a nice event, but ballooning is continuing to grow here in our area. And you know, a big reason is also the landowners. I can't talk about ballooning without talking about our landowners in the Valley, because we need places to land our balloons. Most of the people here in the Valley are very welcoming. We land on properties all the time. We're very mindful and aware of livestock, and we're very respectful. But our landowners are fantastic here. They welcome us. They open gates for us. They sometimes give us coffee. sometimes we do a little celebration with them afterwards. So it really is because of the cooperation of the landowners here is how ballooning has allowed to continue in our valley. And that we're able to be in the skies and hopefully bring smiles to people's faces. So
fantastic. That's really good to hear that you're getting that kind of cooperation, here in the Valley. So you're ballooning in the Carson Valley, and Greg, this would probably be a question more for you. What are the questions people ask? Like, can you see Lake Tahoe when you go up there? Do you get high enough for that? What is, maybe there's something unique about the Carson Valley that you really enjoy when you're up in the air, getting to see on a regular basis?
Absolutely. So most days, when the cloud deck is high or we don't have clouds, we can shoot up and we can see over the peaks, and we look into the Lake Tahoe Basin. It's just beautiful. That's always fun. You know, our winds are predominantly from the south to north here. So we take off a lot down in Gardnerville by Walmart. Balloon Nevada is there. Our friends run that. So we often take off there and come all the way north. So it gives us the whole valley to work with. It's just gorgeous. I mean, one of the things that I find most interesting is the different things that we see from the air. I've seen a camel from the air here. We've had a coyote barking at us during our entire flight. Of course, we see a lot of birds, a lot of livestock, deer, a lot of really interesting things. So every flight's different, and that's what makes it exciting.
Very cool. You ever see the wild horses on the east side?
We've never seen wild horses from the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate enough to take several flights with Greg and some of our other pilots. And one of my favorite flights was, I'm sure you have to be in a certain spot in the valley to see it, and Greg could probably speak to that more, but we could see, it was a super clear day, and we could see Tahoe, Topaz Lake to our south, and then downtown Reno to our north. Wow. It was a very clear day, but I mean, you get an amazing view of the
up at about 10,000 feet. We can see at 10,000-11,000, we can see all the way to GSR in Reno. We can see, and
it's pretty amazing.
That's spectacular. Absolutely. That sounds really fun, actually.
Our friend Sheldon take off on Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
With his big yellow balloon.
Yeah. Those guys are the landing on the dock or taking off from the dock on the lake. It's like, that's got to be a special.
Very cool.
Special type of pilot there. Well, as we're kind of wrapping up here and talking about event, we want to make sure we get all the details out to read one more time. So it's May 17th to the 19th. It's at Lampe Park, which is in Gardnerville, Nevada.
Yes.
Do you have a sponsor for hotel stays or rooms that we can shout out real quick and let people know if they want to come to the Valley, make reservations now? Because it's coming up quick, right?
Yeah. So all of our pilots, we're so thankful, are staying at the Historian Inn, which we've actually ended up booking out. So
we can't book there.
Anybody who is looking for rooms, the Carson Valley Inn is another one of our amazing sponsors. And they have some great rooms available and would be happy to help anybody.
Also a great RV reward for the guys that want to bring the RVs up, right? So
absolutely.
Cause I would imagine that's the other thing too. It's a ballooning community finds out about the people who go to balloon festivals will find out also. And then those will start coming to town because they like following around the pilots as well. I would assume quite a bit. So that's great. What else
balloon groupies? Yes.
What'd you say?
We have a lot of balloon groupies.
Yes, a lot of groupies. I saw on the website, I didn't want to miss this to you. It looked like you are still calling it for volunteers. Like you need volunteers for the event here locally, maybe even regionally, to come in and volunteer.
Absolutely. We need volunteers in so many different capacities. One of the biggest ones and the funnest one to me is crewing for the hot air balloons. Every pilot that comes in, if you can imagine, they don't always travel with a group of helpers or family members, but each pilot usually needs 2 to 3 volunteers to chase them through the valley and help them set up the balloon and take it down. And it's a really fun experience. And they're always so gracious to have the help even after the event. And it's one of the greatest ways to go out, get up and close personal with the balloons, learn about it. And sometimes if they have room in their basket, they have you jump in with them.
Absolutely.
So it's a great way to get a flight too.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah. We also need other volunteers to help with parking directions for people coming into the park, people to walk around the park, answer questions, just help maintain the park and keep people safe.
Great. So let's go through the time schedule one last time here. Friday night, you're going to do the candle event and then the media day. Will people be able to come down for the candle event at a certain time on Friday night?
Yep. Fired Up will be
around six.
Around six. Yeah. So around 6 o'clock, our vendors and food trucks will open. Sometime about, we're still dialing in our schedule, but about seven-ish, the pilots will come out, start setting up their balloons, and so then people can start to visit with them. So we'll give people a little bit of time to come out, visit our vendors, get some food from our food trucks, and then they'll get to see the show that the pilots put on.
Great.
But each morning, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we fly in the mornings all at the same time. I believe we launch around 6:30.
Okay.
Sunset's getting earlier, as you know, every day.
Yep.
So we'll launch around 6:30-ish each day from Lampy Park, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So people can go to hotairforhope.com. Pretty simple. That's our website. Has all of our up-to-date kind of schedule and events. And also our Facebook and Instagram pages. We're constantly updating those every couple of days. So if you want to follow us, that'd be great. And you can see what we're up to.
Absolutely. Just want to shout out to everybody. You know, share this event. It's a new event for the, you know, Sierra Mountain Range. It's going to be here for a long time, I hope, but it's great to have our community. Amanda, Greg, I always end my show with three questions. It'll seem a little odd because we didn't talk about hiking or anything today, but if you'll play along, I have three questions for you before we end today, if that works. All right. So imagine your bags are packed at home and you're heading to the Sierra. Are you going to a favorite place that you like to go on vacation? Are you going hiking on a certain trail? Is there a national park that you just must visit? Or is there a place you want to go on your next trip with your bags packed?
In the Sierra. You're not a hiker, huh?
No. I'm always cheating. I'm going east.
You can travel.
I'm going east on my side-by-side in the Pine Nut Mountain Trails. That's not really the Sierra.
Hey, our readers love that off-road stuff, too. That works, too. So,
yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
Amanda?
Yeah. Me and my family, we love hitting some of the mountain lakes, the small lakes to go hike to. One of our favorite, and it's not a very extreme hike, but we always love visiting Angora Lake during the summer.
That's a great, great location. You can't go wrong with that by any means. They're kind of local. So, all right, number two, after a big day of ballooning or adventuring or wherever you're doing outdoors, food, snack, got to have meal. Like I'm a big cheeseburger and milkshake guy. That's why I'm not small. What do you like doing after a big adventure?
I'll tell you, after morning of ballooning, you can usually find us at Sharky's or at Tail Draggers.
Yeah.
Having a big secure ribs breakfast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is where we often are.
Yeah, absolutely. After a long day of stuff, I always love a big meal at the JT Bass Restaurant. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, locals, big hearty steak dinner.
There you go. Finally, I'll ask, this would be kind of unique maybe with balloon too, a favorite piece of gear. Like you never go outdoors or do your ballooning without this piece of gear. What's like your favorite go-to gear piece that you never leave home without?
I'd say with ballooning, our leather gloves. cold mornings, and then handling all the ropes and uprights and stuff. I keep leather gloves in my glove box just in case someone calls, or on the way home from dropping off kids, I see someone at the Balloon Nevada, their launch spot, need some help, and then you always have them in the car to help.
That's a great tool to always have. I like that. Leather gloves. Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm going to say iPad because, you know, this is maybe an interesting thing, Charlie, is we keep a map of the Carson Valley. So all of our friendly landowners, we keep a map of them, or people who've asked maybe that we not come back because they have livestock or crops. We keep a really detailed map. So that is my essential gear, I think, for ballooning that I always have to have.
Yeah. Greg, I'm a map guy. I have a paper map with me all the time. It's my piece of gear. So I completely get that. That's awesome. All right, good, folks. We have bumped up against our window here. I know we could keep talking about this event. It's May 17th through the 19th here in the Carson Valley. Come to the Carson Valley. Visit. It's a beautiful place here in the spring. Greg and Amanda, I really appreciate taking the time today to chat with our audience and share some news about it. I look forward to covering that in CRAC Magazine. And we wish you the best event, and I'll come down and see you guys
at the show.
If you have any questions or comments, see their website again. It's hotairforhope.com. And then for the Center of Hope and Healing, what's the web address for that, Amanda?
It's centerforhopeandhealing.com.
.com also. Okay, fantastic. So check them out. Worthy Cause is a great event, and we hope to see you here. Greg and Amanda, have a wonderful day, and we will talk to everyone again soon. Hope to see you in your plans.
Take care.
Thanks for having us.